Chapter 94, Honoring the Guest. Allah the Exalted says, Has the story reached you of the honored guests, three angels, Jibril, Gabriel, along with another two, of Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him? When they came into him and said, Salam, peace be upon you, he answered, Salam, peace be upon you, and said, You are a people unknown to me. Then he turned to his household and brought out a roasted calf as the property of Ibrahim. Abraham was mainly cows, peace be upon him, and placed it before them, saying, Will you not eat? 51:24-27. And his, Lut's, peace be upon him, people came rushing towards him, and since aforetime they used to commit crimes, sodomy. He said, O my people, here are my daughters, i.e. the women of the nation. They are purer for you, if you marry them lawfully. So fear Allah, and disgrace me not with regard to my guests. Is there not among you a single right-minded man? 1178. 706. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, He who believes in Allah and the last day, let him show hospitality to his guest. And he who believes in Allah and the last day, let him maintain good relation with kins. And he who believes in Allah and the last day, let him speak good or remain silent. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. To honor a guest means to welcome him cheerfully, entertain him happily according to our capacity, and have full regard of his comfort and rest. As for our relatives, we are supposed to treat them nicely and to do our duty towards them. Reserve in speech implies that we should avoid senseless and irrelevant talk. We are apt to pass most of our time in the remembrance of Allah, seeking His forgiveness and saying what is good to everybody, or we had better keep silent. These three qualities are possessed by those people who believe in Allah and the Day of Reckoning. In other words, those who lack these qualities betray only a weak and imperfect faith. 707. Abu Shuray Khuwaylid bin Amr al-Khuzay radiyallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, He who believes in Allah and the last day should accommodate his guest according to his right. He was asked, What is his right, O Messenger of Allah? He, peace be upon him, replied, It is to accommodate him for a day and a night, and hospitality extends for 3 days, and what is beyond that is charity. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In Muslim it is added, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, It is not permissible for a Muslim to stay so long with his brother till he makes him sinful. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah, how can he make him sinful? He replied, He prolongs his stay with him till nothing is left with the host to entertain him. Guest. Commentary. This hadith throws light on something more of the etiquette and scope of hospitality. A guest ought to be given the best entertainment on the first day and night. For the next 2 days, hospitality should be moderate. On the fourth day, the guest should leave for his destination. Yet, if he chooses to stay, hospitality will be in the sense of charity.